Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. Get the app. Follow us on X at AJN Live. That's at AJN Live. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith for all of your informational needs. And a big shout out to Matt Baker. Follow him at slave_2_liberty on X. And he's been helping us out a lot behind the scenes doing translations. He's got an AI bot that can translate things and alter the person's voice so it sounds, you know, it's like it's them speaking. And it's extremely helpful because it just comes across better, I think, than when I'm reading the subtitles over whoever it is. And so I asked him yesterday, if you're watching the show, to translate Nayib Bukele's speech that he gave to his troops a couple years ago. It must have been in around 2023, if I had to guess. But this is sort of on the tail end of the war that they were waging against the gangs in their country. And I bring it up because this speech is like one of the most brilliant speeches given in modern times. And this is what we need to hear. It's not so much about how bad the bad guys are. We need to reinforce the reason we're fighting the good fight. The values that we represent and are fighting for have to come first and foremost before, you know, the hatred of the other side has to be the reason for your existence and the reason that you're fighting above all else. Let's go to clip 31 here. Matt Baker translated this, and I think this is one of the best speeches ever given. And if you want to know how you save your country, it's with a mindset like this.
We have been at war with the gangs for 8 months now, and thanks to God, we are winning. This is an incredibly surprising victory that is very close. Let it be made absolutely clear and known to all that the glory and honor belong solely to the Almighty God and are intended for God alone. We human beings have the extraordinary privilege and humble duty of serving as God's instruments, every single one of us working together to bring lasting peace, true freedom, and genuine happiness to the Salvadoran people. And we are the instrument to heal this land. Each one of you is an instrument of God to make it happen. Peace is not achieved by signing agreements between the corrupt, by dividing power among murderers. Peace is built with work, with sweat, with effort, and with the courage that you and your fellow police officers have. There must be something that tells you that you are part of something more important than yourself, and that it is worth risking your life for that which is greater than yourself. Those are values. Fundamental values such as unwavering bravery, remarkable courage, and immense physical and mental strength, alongside strict discipline, deep-seated patriotism, a sense of honor, steadfast loyalty, and a profound selfless love for others in our community. These are fundamental values of human society, but they are values that are increasingly being lost in the world. If you watch international news, you'll notice how the most important values that human beings have, such as honor, loyalty, bravery, courage, and love for others, are precisely the values that are being lost more and more every day, that are becoming increasingly scarce. And that's why you see how societies that seem to have already made it are now deteriorating, because they are losing the values that made them great. Values that probably weren't strong in this land, but were strong in other lands. And that's why those lands grew and became great. But now they are the ones losing those values. And on the contrary, in El Salvador, the values that used to be degraded in our country are now the most important ones. And if not, just look at yourselves, young men and women who possess all these values. How could a nation with such values not rise up? How could a nation that puts God first and then puts in its work and effort with these kinds of values not rise up?
Again, that's just exactly right. And really, the point that hits me, there's two phrases he says in there. One, he says, you don't achieve peace by dividing the spoils between the corrupt and handshake agreements between murderers. Absolutely brilliant. And then, of course, the fact that, you know, there has to be something worth giving your life for. You have to believe in something. There has to be something that you're seeking to achieve. And in El Salvador, they've proven that it's possible. What's it worth dying for? Ridding your country of the poison of the gangs and the crime and the sickness that was tearing you down, and building up a world where families can go play in the park. Peace is worth fighting for. And we have to do something to stop the tragedy that's unfolding in front of us in every Western country. And the Nayib Bukele.
Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer, even salesmen. I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I push it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that and found some. Was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out. Any mammal does. It is super nutrient. Incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work and they fund the operation.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Network is how you can find us. I mean, this is the way my brain works, okay? I don't know how other people think about this stuff. But here's a headline. We're going to talk about Howard Lutnick. Howard Lutnick today was in Congress answering questions about Jeffrey Epstein behind closed doors. There's been some pretty spectacular things said about it. But leading report at Leading Report on X says, Justin, Howard Lutnick voluntarily appeared and testified on Epstein before the House Oversight Committee, says when he saw a massage table at Epstein's home, he decided to end any relationship with him. That doesn't make any sense. Do you understand? It doesn't make any sense. There is actually nothing suspicious about seeing a massage table at somebody's house. Do you understand that? It's like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know if I can explain it to you, you know, more than that. It just doesn't make any sense. He's like trying to come up with a reason, like a good reason to be like, oh, you know, I got suspicious of him. And so I ended my relationship with him. You ended your relationship with the man because he had a massage table at his house? He also has a plasticine mask of you at his house. Is that not a little creepier? He has your disembodied head hanging on his wall over the dentist chair that he has installed in his home. That might have been a bit of a red flag too there, buddy. Massage table, not actually a evidence of guilt of anything. Do you understand that? Like I've got family members that have like chronic issues, and so they have a massage table at their house because their husband massages them regularly. Like, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know what else I can say about it. Like, you could have said anything else and it would make just as much sense. Well, I was going to be friends with Epstein, and then I saw a basket of fruit at his house and I said, enough, I'm not doing it. I'm breaking off my relationship with him. Like, a basket of fruit? What? Well, yeah, seeing a massage table at someone's house is not actual sufficient reason to like break off with somebody unless you knew what the massage table was used for. Okay, so maybe that's what it was. Maybe you saw the massage table and were like, oh my gosh, the rumors are true, because you actually did know what Epstein was up to, and seeing the massage table was confirmation of what you already knew. That's the only way this makes sense. And I'm just kind of confused at what he was even trying to say here. He saw a massage table at Epstein's house, and so he broke off his relationship with him. Again, that just does not make any sense. He visited his home and saw a massage table in 2005, but acknowledged two other encounters over the following 7 years. Yeah, again, it just doesn't make sense. It's one of these things that it's like, you saying that actually makes me suspicious. If you had just said, look, I didn't know what Epstein was up to, I was friends with him, but like, so were thousands of people, and like, not everybody is a rapist that did that. Like, yeah, I was like casual acquaintances with him. And look, this is the way billionaires operate. There's not that many of us. We all know each other. And so if you're, you know, cruising around the islands as we often are, you know, we know the guy, might as well go have dinner on his island. Like, what's the big deal? Like, if you were actually innocent, it wouldn't be hard to be like, oh yeah, Epstein, that guy was, I regret ever being, but like he's coming up with excuses and reasons for why he stopped being friends with them, and those reasons don't make any sense. So it's actually making me more suspicious. It's actually sort of confirmation to me that he definitely knows more than he's saying, because why would a massage table make you break off relationships with somebody, a relationship with somebody? That does not make any sense. It's crazy. It's crazy. Unless you knew that he used massages as code word for raping underage girls. Then it might make sense. You'd go, oh my God, the rumors are true. I think the dentist chair is a little bit more suspicious personally. Personally, I think if I walk into someone's house and they have a room set aside with a dentist chair and I go, oh, you're a dentist? And they go, nope. I'm breaking off relationships with them. Yeah, that is something I'd go, okay, I need to leave with my teeth while I can. I need to leave before I'm strapped down and subjected to something, which is clearly the only possible reason to have a dentist chair in your lair. That's disturbing. Okay, that would be believable if you said, yeah, I saw the dentist chair that's not used for dentistry, and I got the hell out of there. A massage table, that doesn't make any sense. He can't recall why his family lunched on Epstein Island. It just slipped his mind, I'm sure. Story from Post-Gazette. Howard Lutnick appears before House panel to answer his changing story on Jeffrey Epstein. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick appeared Wednesday before a House committee investigating sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, trying to explain to lawmakers his contact with the financier after Epstein's 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. And look, that alone, like, you can convince me, I would be willing to believe that certain people could interact with Epstein and not know who he is and not recognize what was going on. Somebody like Howard Lutnick, somebody in the exact same socioeconomic circles that Jeffrey Epstein is in, do you think anybody in those circles was unaware of what was happening to Epstein? I mean, really think about this. There's only like a couple thousand billionaires in America total. That might even be too high. But I think I heard yesterday that there are 1,500 billionaires in the UK. So we probably have a couple times that amount. But it's not that big of a group of people, right? And that's their social circle. That's who they interact with. That's who they spend time with. That's who they hang out with. So just imagine that you go to a large high school with 3,000, 4,000 people. If one of the people at that high school gets convicted for, you know, child human trafficking, you don't think everybody at the school knows it? You don't think that news spreads like wildfire through the very, very small social circles that you run in? Of course, everybody knew about this. So any attempt to claim that after 2008, people like Howard Lutnick, who lived right next door to Jeffrey Epstein, who was basically Jeffrey Epstein with a beard, in a lot of ways, maybe not in all the ways, but maybe in those ways too. Of course he knew. They all knew. Every single one of them knew. The only question we should be asking is why they continued to be friends with him, even though they knew. Because we can just assume with full confidence, they all knew. I knew. If you were watching Alex Jones Show, you knew. They didn't know? Bull crap. Of course they knew. The cabinet member, Howard Lutnick, was the latest powerful political figure to appear before the House Oversight Committee. He had previously given contradictory statements. We call those lies. In the business, we call contradictory statements lies, actually. When they're about your personal knowledge of something and you change your story, that's because you're lying, okay? But sure, we can say they were contradictory statements. Fine, contradictory to the truth. At least one of them has to be. So he gave contradictory statements about Epstein, but said he's done nothing wrong and welcomed the closed-door interview with lawmakers. The transcribed interview is a test of how much scrutiny lawmakers will apply to the powerful men who kept company with Epstein even after his conviction. Trump's administration has tried unsuccessfully for more than a year to move past the issue. Yeah, we're never moving past it, y'all. This is who you are now. When history books look back and your name is in them, it won't be Howard Lutnick, you know, brilliant investor, patriot cabinet member. It'll be Howard Lutnick, Jeffrey Epstein's friend. Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein's friend. That's who you are now, and you deserve to forever be smeared as that. Lutnick played down his ties to Epstein, who was once his neighbor, next door neighbor, I'll add, in New York City. Under questioning from Democrats during an unrelated hearing this year, Howard described their Lutnick described their contact as a handful of emails and a pair of messages between 2011 and 2012. But that admission came after Lutnick had previously claimed on a podcast last year that he decided to, quote, never be in the room with Epstein after a 2005 tour of Epstein's home, which included a massage table, disturbed Lutnick and his wife. Again, that just doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. So what are you talking about? So apparently, like, meeting 3 years before Epstein gets arrested, he still ostensibly, theoretically, never even been accused of anything. Why would seeing a massage table in a billionaire's island mansion make you concerned? Did it have handcuffs on it? Was there blood smeared on it? Or were you aware of what he did during those massages? And so seeing the massage chair was confirmation of what you already knew. It does not make any sense any other way. And that, it's this type of stuff that I like. I don't get how people get away with this stuff. That is a, on the face of it, nonsensical thing to even say. So I can understand how people get away with believable lies. It's not even a believable lie. It doesn't make any sense on the face of it. He found the lunch invite unsettling, but went anyway. Yeah, that's what I do. When I've cut off somebody because I know that they're, raping children, and then they send me an invite to their mysterious island, it's very unsettling, but also I'm kind of hungry, so, but also my kids want to play on the beach. Okay, sure. The Democrats say that Trump would fire Howard Lutnick if he saw the video of the Epstein testimony, according to the House Oversight Committee Democrats. Following closed-door testimony from Howard Lutnick before the House Oversight Committee on his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, Democrats called the Commerce Secretary's performance, quote, embarrassing. Quote, if Donald Trump had seen the video transcript, he would have fired Howard Lutnick, said Congressman Ro Khanna, a progressive Democrat from California. Lawmakers pointed to alleged inconsistencies between Lutnick's previous comments on podcast that he stopped associating with the sex offender after 2005. The Justice Department's release of case files show that Lutnick had two engagements with Epstein. Years past that, he attended a 2011 event at Epstein's home, and Lutnick's family had lunch with Epstein on his private island in 2012, 4 years after Epstein was sentenced to 13 months in jail for procuring a minor for prostitution. And this is the thing, too. It's like the two visits that they mention here are the two visits that we know because we have evidence of them. So you understand what that looks like, right? You understand if you go, I never had contact with Jeffrey Epstein. And we go, we have proof that you were with him at least two times. And he goes, yes, those two times I was with Jeffrey Epstein. But other than that, nope, not at all. It's like, you're just saying that because we don't have evidence for it, huh? Because you said you never saw him. Then we had evidence that you saw him. Then you admitted to those visits. But that's all. But maybe if we find evidence of more visits, you'll remember those too. I wonder. Like, do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I mean? That, like, if they're only admitting to the things that you have evidence for, and they only admitted to those things after you provided the evidence, that's because there's probably more stuff that they're not admitting to because you don't have evidence for it. I think what I'm saying is the man's a liar and only tells the truth when he's forced to. And he's our Commerce Secretary, and he made billions of dollars off the tariffs that he wrote. I think Trump should fire him a long time ago. Comer says Lutnick wasn't 100% truthful about being on Epstein's island ahead of interviews. How many ways can we say lie without saying lie? He wasn't 100% truthful. He provided inconsistent statements. He was less than totally truthful about everything he said. Yeah, he's a liar and he's lying. We've been over this before, children. Why do we lie? Oh, to cover up a bigger crime. Right? The lie is not the crime. The lie is always and forever in service of the actual crime that they're hiding from you by lying. Always and every time. Unless he's just a pathological liar and lies because he thinks it's fun. But aside from that, the only reason anybody ever lies is because the truth is more painful. Like, this is obvious. Lutnick admitted to the 2012 lunch during his 10th February testimony before the Senate Appropriations Committee. Quote, I did have lunch with him as I was on a boat going across on a family vacation, Lutnick said. In the testimony, Lutnick also insisted that he barely had anything to do with Epstein. According to Suhas Subramaniam, a Democrat representative of Virginia, of course, the Commerce Secretary said he could remember nothing about the visit to the island, couldn't remember why he was there, couldn't remember anything he saw. Yeah, that's normal, right? I'm telling you, it's like, it's just the most nonsensical set of circumstances I've ever heard. The man is a billionaire who lives next door to Jeffrey Epstein, says he knows nothing about him. He visits his house in 2005 and says, I cut off a connection with him because despite nobody being suspicious of him, seeing a massage table in his house was enough for me to say no. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Then I got a mysterious invite to him while I was on family vacation that really unsettled me. But I went and had lunch anyway, and now I have no memory of it, as if it's been wiped from my brain. Dude, arrest this man. Arrest this man immediately. Do you understand this is the type of nonsense that you get when you arrest an 80 IQ serial killer and they try to explain why they weren't the serial killer? Like, it's just nonsense. It's just excuses that don't make any sense, timelines that don't abide. It's genuinely all completely insane. And he expects us to believe it? Like, what? Wow. Oh, maybe he was a pathological liar. That's what some people think. Quote, I was very comfortable saying that Howard Lutnick is a pathological liar who is enabling the most egregious cover-up in American history, said Congresswoman Yasemin Ansari, while noting that the Commerce Secretary told lawmakers it was inexplicable that he visited Epstein's private island. Lutnick described his encounters with Epstein as meaningless and inconsequential, Ansari said. So why'd you lie about them? That doesn't make any sense. You don't lie about things that are meaningless and inconsequential. You lie about things that are meaningful and consequential, actually. He's like, yeah, I saw the dentist chair and I saw the pornographic art and I saw the kids in cages, but then I saw a massage table and I thought, ooh, this is kind of weird. Now, this is a little disturbing. A massage table for massages? What? I'll be in the dentist chair downstairs looking at the mask of my own face on the wall, please. Okay. Arrest him. Arrest him immediately. Howard Lutnick is a criminal. I cannot understand how this is going so badly for him, except if he's lying about everything. That's my only conclusion I can come to. Following closed-door testimony from Howard Lutnick before the House Oversight Committee on his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, Democrats called the Commerce Secretary's performance embarrassing, saying if Donald Trump had seen the video transcript, he would have fired Howard Lutnick, said Congressman Ro Khanna. You know, this is another issue that I have here. Okay, James Comer. That's one. He seems to be speaking negatively about it. But it sort of just goes in line with everything else that we're seeing, that it's like, why is it that the vast majority of congressmen quoted in telling what I assume to be the truth about Howard Lutnick have unpronounceable Star Wars names? Why is that the case? Where are the Christian white men that are actually concerned about corruption in our government and standing up against it? Seriously, Ro Khanna, like the people they quote in this article, are Ro Khanna, Suhas Subramaniam, Ansari, Yasemin Ansari. It's like, is this really like the dividing line of American culture? It's like you're either like an insane progressive Democrat immigrant, or you're like a slave to Israel. It's like, these are our options, I guess. It kind of sucks, but it's like, good. I'm glad Yasemin and Khanna and, you know, whoever else, Chewbacca, are coming out against Howard Lutnick. We need people like this. I just don't understand where the moral compunction of the white Christian conservative people are. Apparently, James Comer spoke out about this. He said he was, oh, no, he's celebrating him. Okay. Okay, great. So the one white Christian guy is like, he was very forthcoming. There's no cover up, as suggested by Democratic members of the panel. We asked very substantive questions the first hour, Comer added. The Democrats during their hour repeated the exact same questions. Yeah, I just don't believe you, James Comer. You know why I don't believe you that there's not a cover-up? Because there is so clearly and obviously and apparently and evidently a cover-up happening in real time right in front of all of our faces. So don't tell us there's no cover-up, you idiot. But okay, we're going to have to go with whatever, radical Muslims on this one, because at least they are capable of telling the truth about Jewish pedophiles. Fine. Not, I'm not saying Howard Lutnick's a pedophile. I'm saying he was friends with pedophiles. I'm saying he hung out on islands with pedophiles. I'm saying he lied about his activity with pedophiles. And I'm saying everything you've ever asked Howard Lutnick about this pedophile has been, in some form or another, a lie, covering up the truth, a distraction, a blatantly obvious fabrication. So I don't know that he's a pedophile at all. I have no evidence of that. I do think the mask on the island of the pedophile looks an awful lot like him, but that could be a coincidence. He's got that kind of face. My God. Lutnick testifies he can't recall why his family lunched on Epstein Island. He doesn't even remember anything about it. Which, again, that's, you know, can you remember things from 2012? I sure can. Why can't he? Like, unless you have an explanation for why, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, he's a liar. He's in on the cover-up. That's my opinion. And I don't know what other explanation, you know, corresponds all these realities. And, you know, it is one of those things where, you know, we've been talking about Spencer Pratt quite a bit in the mayoral contest in California. And it's another one of those things where on one side you have really which like sort of the iconic Democrat. I can't even remember her name, but it's the woman who rolled her eyes, right? That woman, she really is emblematic. She goes to California, dead broke. She becomes a homeless activist and like starts working with homeless people paid by the government. She ends up a multimillionaire. Now she's running for, you know, the governorship in California and is literally just like, yeah, we're going to let homeless people sleep on your kid's playground at their elementary school. People are like, we don't want that. And she's like, ugh, whatever. Genuinely insane. Spencer Pratt running an amazing campaign. His ads are just like the stuff of legend, really incredible stuff. And then people start posting all these clips of him just like waving the Israeli flag and just being like dedicated to Israel. And it's just like, this is it. These are our options that are being presented to us by the world order now. These are always going to be your choice. An insane leftist, socialist, crypto-communist immigrant or somebody who worships Israel. And as long as you choose one of those two, the plan continues unabated, right? The one thing you cannot possibly have is somebody that's genuinely conservative, genuinely Christian, anti-Israel, pro-America. It just, you get destroyed. You get utterly and completely destroyed. If you want to be pro-America, if you want to be conservative, if you want to be a Republican, you have to, first and foremost, prioritize above all else the status of Israel and the Jewish people. And it's pathetic, and it's manufactured, it's deliberate, it's not real, it's not that these are the only choices that we make, it's that these are the only choices that are presented to us. It's time for us to choose our own side and not have to be the victims of immigrants or the slaves to a foreign country. Can we be America for once? We'll be right back.
I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built, and we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room, War Room Live on Rumble. Follow us on X at War Room Show. Got a lot to cover here in the final segment. I'm just trying to figure out where to start. We can start, actually, with clip 11 here. This goes to what I was saying at the very beginning of the show, that I don't know whether this is just because, the Trump administration is feeling the heat a little bit, feeling like the midterms are coming up faster than they expected and are trying to, actually make some moves in time for it to actually resonate with the voters. But the FBI is now raiding the office of a Virginia Democrat state senator for corruption charges. Let's watch.
We'd go back to this, and now we can. Federal agents are arresting people in that string of FBI raids across Virginia. This is all connected to an influential Democrat in the Commonwealth of Virginia, State Senator Luis Lucas. They are at her office executing warrants as a part of a major corruption probe. So I want to go back now to Alex Hogan, who's there. Alex.
Hi, Harris. So you can still see that the FBI are behind me. We've been seeing them throughout the morning bringing boxes in and out. They also told staff members they needed to leave the building. We heard some of those employees coming out saying that they were told they had to leave and they were not allowed back inside. I do want to give you some context of where we are. The FBI not only arriving here at this location, but also at the dispensary, the cannabis dispensary, just across the parking lot. And this is a look at what it looked like earlier today with the FBI agents arriving, SWAT teams getting out of their vehicles with weapons, telling people inside that cannabis dispensary to put their hands up and to come outside. At least three people were taken into custody. Federal law enforcement say that they're carrying out these court-authorized criminal search warrants at more than 10 locations across the state. Again, this is the state senator Louise Lucas's office behind me, but we're also learning that she is connected to this dispensary here. Senator Lucas is president pro tem, meaning she's one of the highest and most powerful figures in the entire state legislature. And when she arrived here, I asked her about being here as the FBI raided these locations. Take a listen.
I don't know what's going on. I just came from another report. So I'm just going to wait until they tell me.
So again, dozens of members of the FBI arriving here and being here throughout the last hour, taking boxes of documents we could imagine from the office behind me. They're also still at this cannabis dispensary. We have seen the senator circle around a couple times in her vehicle. Clearly, as we heard her say in that comment, that she doesn't know why they're here. A lot of questions for the people in the community who are coming out taking pictures, wondering, again, what their senator could potentially be involved with, as we're waiting to hear more information as well. Harris.
All right, Alex, thank you. Keep us posted as you have. Great reporting.
Okay, so very interesting. FBI raids of Democrats' office jolts Virginia politics. Two people familiar with the case said the search of the lawmaker's business office was related to a Biden-era investigation of possible corruption and bribery related to marijuana dispensaries. It is the same woman. So let's go to clip 35 here. This was just 10 days ago. This is the woman who just had her office raided by the FBI. Let's watch.
I have the pleasure of following you on Twitter. And for everybody who's watching and listening right now, if you do not follow Senator Lucas on Twitter, I could not recommend a better follower, a better follow. I told this to you when we were first logging on off camera, but there is no bigger badass than you. And I mean that in the nicest way humanly possible. It is exactly the fight mentality that I wish so many Democrats imbued here.
But what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. Well, that's not the way it is from where I came. I am a product of the civil rights movement. And even though I may not get physical, I am going to fight back.
Yeah, yeah. It might not get physical. It will get criminal, though. It will get criminal. And we're seeing that. Again, do they even care? Do Democrats even care? Or do they think it's smart? Do they think she's, like, clever and it's just a bummer she got caught? Because I don't think Democrats care. I don't know why they don't care. They really don't care. You know, maybe this goes back to that study. It just keeps popping into my mind where they tested men and women and they had them watch a game that two people were playing, and they asked about how they felt about the person who lost. And both men and women said they felt sorry for the guy who lost. Then they have them watch another game where a guy cheats, tries to cheat, loses anyway. They ask him again, do you feel bad? The men said, no, I don't feel bad. The dude tried to cheat. The women still feel bad. And I can't help but wonder if you can't extrapolate that to cheating as a concept, to taking shortcuts and screwing people over as a concept, where it's like, why don't you care? Why doesn't it matter to you that these people are shameless hypocrites and liars and scumbags and scam artists? Why don't you care about that? I really want to know. And the only reason I could possibly understand, even though I don't agree with it, but I can only possibly rationalize this, if it's true that the Democrats like really do believe that they're fighting some sort of Nazi white supremacist threat. And so it's like, sure, they steal some money. Sure, they, you know, didn't keep water in the reservoir, so my city burned down. But you want me to vote for Hitler? I don't think so. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense to me, is you have to be able to rationalize your approval your de facto support of criminality, or you're just dumb because you're electing people that are literally screwing you over continuously over and over and over and over and over again. And, you know, California might be the best example of this. We can go to clip number 50 here. This is David Spade, actor David Spade, talking about a bill that was introduced in Congress in California to basically cover up the immense, unrelenting fraud of the Gavin Newsom administration. So let's go to clip 50 here. This is actor David Spade.
The same broader problem with people paying taxes in California when they're building a $100 billion train to Sacramento, San Francisco area, that I don't know if everyone's clamoring for it when you could take $10 billion and probably fix a lot of problems in California. But they keep pushing this 10-year thing about the train. That's just one of the crazy things. The homeless, they lose $20 billion, but they want more money for it. Well, that's why people get tired of paying taxes and going, well, what are you doing? Gavin Newsom just vetoed a bill asking for an audit of where the money for homeless goes. He said, not a chance. You're not going to see that. That's
well, I don't think anyone move. Could disagree with this. There are states, I don't have them offhand, who basically you go to their website and they tell you where all the money's going.
Yeah.
Line by line. Maybe it's thousands of pages a year, but you can see where it's going. Mm. So when there's he's behind the curtain, don't pay attention to Gavin Newsom. You know, it's a little
it's
bit
just frustrating because you go, you can't ask for more. I mean, if you're in a household and someone's blowing all the money, you go, what are you spending it on? Don't worry about it. Just give us more money. You go, well, I'd like to see something. And if it's fixing homeless, great. But don't just take it and then be like, homeless has gotten worse. You go,
it's like, excuse me, Gavin Newsom. Excuse me. could we ask where the $20 billion went? Or
that's a great question, but no.
Garth, I'm sorry.
That was Garth asking?
It was Garth, a little bit of Garth. But
I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars. Like, again, we talk about these numbers and just sort of throw them around. $20 billion, $200 billion, who cares, right? Like, $20 billion. I mean, to take it to just a smaller metaphor type thing, right? Like, you pay an exterminator to get the rats out of your house. If you pay him $20,000 to do that, and then the end of it, the rats have taken over your house and you're like, what did you do? And he's like, you're not allowed to ask me that, actually. I need another $20 billion to do it again. It's like $20 billion. Again, it's unbelievable what you could build with that, what you could make with that, what you could do with that. Where did it go? Where did it go? What is it being used for? The homeless population doubled at least in that same time period in California. It's not just outrageous fraud and grift. It's, I don't even know what to call it. I don't even know what to call it. What do you call it when, like, they're not just taking the money, they're taking the money to solve a problem. The problem gets significantly worse and then they demand more of your money. And if you don't give it to them, you go to jail because you have to pay your taxes. And if you try to leave the state, they want to tax you for leaving the state. It's madness that anybody ever votes for these people. It has to be fraud. The votes have to be fraud. Who would vote for this? Who would rehire the exterminator that, you know, dropped off a sack of live rats in your attic? Like, this doesn't make any sense. It's got to be fraud. I don't know what else it could be, to be honest with you. But that's just, it's just like you just like, let's peek in on how California's doing. Oh, you're right. Everything is on fire, literally, in some cases. Let's move on now. We are going to move on. We're going to move on to the UFOs. We're going to move on to the aliens. We're going to move on to the probably oldest PSYOP on the books. I mean, Wernher von Braun talked about this. The Nazi that got us to the moon. He talked about this in like the 40s. Saying, yeah, one day they'll do a fake alien invasion to unify everybody on Earth. Like, this is maybe the oldest and most well-known psychological operation ever, and yet they're doing it. They really are doing it, and they're doing it in the most ham-fisted way possible. And I cannot help but fear the gullibility of the American people, especially when placed in a state of fear. They're totally going to fall for this. Everybody's going to fall for this. It's going to suck. Once again, just like COVID, we're going to have to just sit here, tell the truth, and watch as everybody goes completely insane. So please tell your friends and family, like right now, you got to go talk to your friends and family who might be susceptible to stuff like this and just lay it out for them. Aliens are not real. They are psyoping you. And predict it. Go, look, here's what they're about to say. They're about to say that aliens are real, that they're interdimensional, that they've been on Earth for a long time, probably that they created humanity and are, you know, benevolent gods. They'll probably take credit for some extraordinary things that have happened in the past. They'll point to things that don't have explanations and say, aha, see, this is the aliens. That'll give credence to the, you know, statement they're making. They're introducing this through the churches, so there's going to be a spiritual element to it. Like, you've got to go tell people right now so that when it happens, they go, oh, right, Harrison told me about this. I know this is going to happen. It's not going to be real. Like, you've got to tell people now, because by the time they see the report on CNN, it will be in their brain and inextricable. Okay, you've got to preempt this lie. Like, this is one of the oldest memes on the books, right? From Moongazer at Joey Beast Market. And it's the libtards pointing, oh, my God, aliens, that's just like the movie. Go to dot cam, guys. Oh, my God, it's just like the movie. And you've got the World Economic Forum projector and the aliens saying, there is no God. We made you. You guys should form a one world government, by the way, lol. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we should. We totally should. Guys, we gotta do a world government. The alien gods told us. You can't fall for this, folks. Yeah, I mean, we got to have a mission here. Maybe we should print out this meme and just plaster it all over telephone poles and walls all over the place. Just preempt the scam, because they are running with it, folks. And it's probably got something to do with Iran, if I had to guess. In Israel, it's all sort of lining up. I mean, you've got this big push from Israel, the $730 million propaganda. A lot of that, if not most of it, is going towards propagandizing the evangelical, non-denominational, Israel-worshipping, satanic, faux-Christian cult here in America. Sorry if I'm insulting you, but you deserve it. Wake up, for the love of God. And it's not a coincidence, I don't think, that these very same people, these very same churches, these very same non-denominational Schofield Bible suckers are the ones who are now being given the secret classified information about the upcoming alien disclosure so they can prepare their congregations. I think it's Israel. I think the aliens are Jewish, if I had to guess. I think maybe we need to, before we freak out about the aliens, let's see if they'll eat pork, okay? Let's put some sort of test to them. Are you really aliens? Or are you Mossad? Because I have my questions. Foreign agents gone wild, from Gen X Girl. Gen X Girl 1994 on X. Pastor Rob Stern's Eagle Wings, who performed at APAC and was a guest speaker at the 1,000 Israeli Ambassador Summit, is now getting paid $700,000 by the Israeli government to lobby lawmakers in Congress without registering as a foreign agent under FARA. And it's the same, and of course, this was just part of what she's talking about, the 1,000 Israeli ambassadors and all this stuff. It's the same people that are now being given the exclusive first look at the alien invasion. I wonder why. Gee, I wonder why. Kash Patel, meanwhile, confirms the UFO files have been delivered for release. Ooh, everybody's, I'm so tantalized. It's so tantalizing. I totally believe you. There's the report about Kash Patel. And here's the story from the Daily Mail. Religious leaders told, quote, prepare now for UFO disclosure to unleash Bible-changing revelations. Because it's from Satan, folks. It's from Satan. Influential pastors are claiming they've been told to prepare their followers for shocking revelations about UFOs that may upend belief in the Bible. Perry Stone, a well-known evangelist, author, and Bible teacher from Tennessee, warned that fellow pastors were recently invited to a secret meeting with U.S. intelligence officials to prepare for the release of secret files on extraterrestrials. According to Stone, the officials warned a small group of pastors with a large reach in the Christian community that the government was about to release reports and possibly videos of aliens and spacecraft which were not from this planet. In the April 27th video posted to his YouTube channel, the evangelist claimed that pastors were told about the existence of reptilian creatures, UFOs, and materials from a non-human origin, and other things that almost sound like something out of a sci-fi movie. Oh, and your first response was to rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ and to decry this satanic attempt to undermine the spiritual significance of Christianity? Oh, no? Oh, you fell for it. Oh, okay. Your response wasn't to immediately see through this as a blatant and obvious attempt to co-opt the Christian religion, to distort and ultimately destroy it. Your first response was to be total gullible suckers, huh? Sort of explains why you preach the things you preach. Officials in the secret meeting allegedly said the information on its way may cause some Christians to question how the universe was created and even lose faith in religion. Well, as long as Israel exists, we'll have somewhere to pray to, okay? It's not going to work. I don't know. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. The November 2025 documentary, The Age of Disclosure, alleged that there's been an 80-year cover-up on UFOs and alien technology. Stone also claimed in the April 27th video, government officials warned these religious leaders that non-Christians might panic and turn to churches for answer. They're going to freak out, and they're going to come to pastors, ministers, and teachers and say, what is this? Is this really real? The reported meeting involved approximately six Christian leaders, including Bishop Alan Didio of Revival Nation Church, who confirmed that he was part of the extraordinary gathering. Yeah, Revival Nation Church. That's a non-denominational church right there. They're the ones who will be led like lambs to the slaughter. Unfortunately, they're going to drag us all with them. Let's go to clip number five here. I assume this is one of the pastors that was invited saying what he thinks about the aliens, which are not from a different planet, but obviously from another dimension. Let's watch.
So you look more human with reptilian skin, but humanoid. They're hybrids. They mixed it in a lab. Come on now. Okay, so it's not from another planet. And they don't even look like you think they look. So who's in charge of that? So this is the things that I've never talked about before. I probably never will again, but thank you for coming. But this is the thing that we're dealing with. We're dealing with the book of Revelation. These things are going to come out of the earth. They didn't come on spaceships. These are interdimensional beings. And those who have enough sodium pentothal in their system, when I ask them, will tell me the truth, no matter what agency they work for. They will tell me the truth, and that is they're interdimensional. They're not coming from far away. They're coming from below your house. And they're waiting for a certain time to come up on the earth. And God's not letting them be exposed yet.
Yeah. No, they're waiting for that moment when a bunch of Christian pastors get suckered by the U.S. government into telling all of their congregations that aliens are real. When, like, even just, like, I don't get, I mean, these are pastors, right? These are Christians. So if you tell me that there's some sort of interdimensional spirit that's not from a different planet, but is actually here waiting to be revealed. Those are called demons, and the Bible is full of stories about them. How do you not recognize this? What are you talking about? Have you never heard of demons before? Are you not aware that it's literally the one of the main bad guys in the whole Bible? Anyway. This whole thing is just very upsetting, the way it's moving forward and the way they are apparently doing it, as ridiculous as it all is. And I want to go. I want to talk about one more story before we close out here today. And this is all alleged, and I have no evidence for any of this that I'm about to present. But Candace Owens did a long live stream yesterday where she talked about her interactions with the Daily Wire. And one of the stories she told I thought was very, very interesting. And she didn't really hammer home the absurdity of this. But here's the story, totally, you know, unverified. So this is all rumor I'm telling you here from Project Constitution, who is not a particularly trustworthy source in my opinion. Mugshot obtained of alleged sexual predator who works at the Daily Wire and is BFFs with Ben Shapiro. I don't think that's even a claim. This is the problem. If you got something to say, just say it. You don't have to call him BFF with Ben Shapiro. I don't think that's ever been the claim. The claim is that he was an employee of Ben Shapiro and worked with him. Project Constitution says, I've obtained the mugshot of the alleged sexual predator who until recently was an employee at Bent Key, the children's programming division of Real Daily Wire. Yes, this is the same man who personally fundraised, whose personal fundraiser received a direct $500 donation from Ben Shapiro himself. As a journalist committed to accountability and transparency, I believe it is my professional duty to expose the massive hypocrisy. The Daily Wire markets itself as a moral alternative for your family, while their top executive is personally bankrolling individuals who are now indicted for some of the most horrific crimes against minors. They tell you they're fighting to protect your children. In reality, they are protectionism for their inner circle. Keep your family safe. And it's got this picture of this guy. So, again, I don't know if it's true. They apparently have the records of this guy. He's apparently in jail for claims of like sharing child sex abuse material. That, again, is the claim. And that's what Candace Owens made yesterday. And the claim she made was that they didn't fire the guy right away. And I don't know if it's true, but if it is, it's pretty hilarious, to be honest with you, that you have on one hand an employee who simply disagrees with the state of Israel, and it's like she's fired. They're stalking her. They're trying to destroy her life. They're suing her over and over and over again. She's the devil. They're mounting campaigns. They're relaunching her show with somebody else hosting it to parody her. And it's just like this vicious outpouring. And of course, the firing was nearly immediate. And then they've got a guy who works for them who's accused, apparently, of soliciting nudes from underage girls and sharing images of, like, toddlers and sexual activity. And they're like, well, let's let this play out. Let's, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Let's not jump the gun on this. Let's see how it plays out here. And it's like, if that doesn't tell you where your priorities are, I don't know what does. So I don't know if this guy's guilty or not. I'm not trying to get sued by Ben Shapiro. I'm just saying, in the world of the Daily Wire, according to Candace Owens, merely questioning Israel gets you fired right away. Sharing pedophile material is a wait-and-see policy. We'll see how this plays out. We don't want to throw the guy under the bus, after all.
Huge new mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra brain booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market, but the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, with the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run, they're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off, that's about to end. And it goes on and on and on, thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or collectible, you know, limited edition T-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the five different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, Skull Crusher, Brass Knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like $100-something bucks in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure and take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.